Here at Renewal by Andersen, we believe that a warm and cozy home starts with a warm and friendly consultation. Energy-efficient windows and doors, custom styles, and professional installation. Renewal by Andersen is here to help create your ideal space. A free, no-pressure Renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The 96th Annual Academy Awards was criticized this weekend for snubbing several actors and other Hollywood talents who passed away over the course of the past year, RadarOnline.com can report. In a surprising development to come after this year's 2024 Oscars was held at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles on the Sunday night, it was found that the award show snubbed at least three big stars. While this year's In Memoriam segment included the late Friends star Matthew Perry and Exorcist director William Friedkin, it failed to include Euphoria star Angus Cloud, John Wick actor Lance Reddick, and Dragon Ball Z creator Akira Toriyama. "I think Angus Cloud from Euphoria was missing from the In Memory," one Oscars viewer tweeted on Sunday night. "RIP Angus Cloud because, Oscars, don't give a F, about him." "Akira Toriyama not in the In Memoriam. Too soon I guess," wrote another user. "In Memoriam of Akira Toriyama, how could you forget? Am I tripping or was Lance Reddick not in there?" A third viewer wrote following Sunday night's In Memoriam segment. "Euphoria's Angus Cloud, 25, passed away in July 2023 following an accidental drug overdose, while John Wick star Lance Reddick, 60, passed away in March 2023 following a battle with heart disease. Dragon Ball Z creator Akira Toriyama, 68, passed away on March 1, 2024 after suffering a blood clot in his brain." Meanwhile, the 96th Annual Academy Awards was also criticized for the way it decided to present its In Memoriam segment this year. Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli sang his famous Por Ti Volare alongside his son Matteo while the pair were joined on the Oscars stage by a fleet of dancers. The names of those being remembered were listed in the background and, toward the end of the segment, dozens of names were listed at once rather than separately. "The Oscars really needs to fix the In Memoriam," one viewer tweeted. "No one cares about the singers and the dancers, we want to be able to see and read the names and faces on the freaking screen. This memoriam is extremely distracting with all of the dancers," another agreed. "And you can barely read the names. Again, In Memoriam is not the time to have choreographed dances pulling your eyes away from those lost," a third Oscars viewer complained. "This In Memoriam is horribly done. The camera is too far away and the dancers are very distracting. Probably the most disrespectful In Memoriam ever." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, the In Memoriam segment on Sunday night was not the only issue that left many Oscars viewers disappointed in this year's award show. Other viewers who tuned in this weekend were left up in arms about a skit in which actor John Cena presented an award while naked. Additional viewers slammed host Jimmy Kimmel for mocking Donald Trump after the ex-president published a harsh review to Truth Social amid this year's award show.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.